comes to fungicides, there's only one way to spell yield. N-E-O. Miravis Neo is the 2024 number one retailer recommended corn fungicide for a reason. It dominates spots, rots, blights, and stress to out-yield competitive brands like Veltima. And there's 6 years of university data to prove it. Ask your Syngenta retailer about using Miravis Neo for more yield more often. Based on 2024 Stratus Retailer Efficacy Study. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Heather Shaw is Kidding. It's me, Heather Shaw. Happy Wednesday. As usual, we are here, baby. How are you doing? Oh, man. I am back from a trip out to Utah. Utah, yeehaw. Mormonville. And Janesville, Wisconsin. If you want to hear about that, join the Patreon. I talk all about Utah and how I think it is incredibly creepy. I had a fun time out there, but I can't sugarcoat it. Okay? It is a creepy place. It's a creepy land. It's very white. Hear all my thoughts about it by joining the Patreon. Patreon.com/HeatherShawComedy. Extra episodes of this podcast are released every single week. It came out yesterday. It was a little late because I was traveling. But every single week you get an extra bonus episode of this podcast where I talk about not pop culture. I mean, I talk about some things pop culture, but it's more personal. I'm talking about things that are going on in my life. If you care about me as a person, a gay, a comedian, I sometimes spill tea. I tell you what's really going on behind the scenes that I won't say on a free podcast that's put out to the public. But if you pay $3 a month, baby, you're in. Okay? If you can cough up $3 a month, you are in like sin. You can also pay more, but a lot of people pay $3 a month. And it's nice to know what people think about me. They say, yes, bitch, you're worth $3 a month. $5? No. $3? Yes. I'll take it, though. I love my Patreon members. They're so fun. Upcoming shows, I'm in Dayton, Kentucky, which is basically Cincinnati. Just found that out. Wish I was promoting it that way. It's Cincinnati. I'm in Cincinnati, Ohio. This weekend, Friday and Saturday, I'm at Commonwealth Sanctuary in Cincinnati. It is technically Dayton, Kentucky, but it's Cincinnati, bitch. You can drive to downtown Cincinnati in 10 minutes from this venue. But I'll be there. You can get tickets at heathershawcomedy.com. Can't wait to see all you beautiful Ohioans and Kentuckians out there. It's going to be a fun time. It won't be Utah, so I'll be smiling. Look, I'm not going to say what I... Just join the Patreon if you care about my Utah thoughts. There's a lot. Upcoming shows, Fort Worth, Houston. And that's it for this month. That's the rest of the February months. I'm not going to, go on to the whole spiel. If you want to see all the shows, I'll run down at the end of the episode, but they're all at heathershawcomedy.com. There are some cities that I just added, so I do want to tell you about those, other than the regular ones I'm always promoting. We just added New Brunswick, New Jersey for April, Bridgeport, Connecticut for April. I'll be at Stress Factory in both of those cities. What else was just added? Bristol, Tennessee, out in May. I'm going to Bristol, Tennessee. God, last time I was in Tennessee, a man did a Nazi salute. I got that video, by the way. I'm going to be posting it soon once I get it together. Massillon, Ohio was added on my website. Fort Wayne, Indiana has been added. And Tulsa, Oklahoma, all the way out in October. I'll be back in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I can't stay away. And then we'll be adding some more shows. Chicago, Nashville, Boston, St. Louis, Colorado Springs, Batavia, Illinois, and more are being added soon. So head on over to heathershawcomedy.com to get show tickets. Come out to the shows. They're very, very fun. Don't forget to rate and review this podcast. I always say it. Who gives a fuck? You get it. If you're not rating and reviewing, it's fine. I you can't do everything. You know what I mean? Come on. You're listening. That's all that matters to me. If you're listening, I don't... Whatever. Who gives a fuck about a rate? Who needs a review? You listening is all I need, huh? Thank you for listening if you listen all the time. Gypsy is not hanging up behind me. I got to get her framed. I haven't done it yet. I've been traveling. Give me a break. I'm only one person. I'm only one frail lesbian who looks like a man. I just saw NASCAR. This thing was so weird to me. I was NASCAR made a post. It was a while ago. You're going to have to scroll. Go on NASCAR's Instagram, and they made a post about Trump showing up to, I think, I don't know if it was Daytona 500. I don't know NASCAR races. I'm white, but I'm not that kind of white. I'm going to tell you, my thoughts of NASCAR may have been wrong. I thought NASCAR, people who watch NASCAR, inbreds, rednecks, fat, racist. I'm telling you my honest opinion, and I'm probably very wrong. I know I'm wrong now. I'm telling you, I'm owning up to my mistake here, what I thought of NASCAR people. Lazy. You know, you like a sport where somebody is sitting down. Your favorite sport is watching somebody sit down. You know, it's the only sport where somebody is sitting down the whole time while they're playing. So, yeah, I just thought ignorant, racist, sexist, you know, stereotypical redneck. This is what I thought of the NASCAR community, and I apologize. I'm the ignorant one. I went to NASCAR's Instagram page, and there was a post. They put up a picture. You'll see it if you scroll down on their page, of Trump attending a NASCAR race. I think it was the Daytona 500, but I really don't know. I would assume it would be a big race that he's going out there for. The comments on this post are insane. And I don't think it's just people that have bombed the NASCAR pages, the NASCAR's Instagram account, and like are like, F that guy. It's a bunch of people that follow the NASCAR page that like NASCAR that are like, fuck this guy. Ew, where's Daddy Elon? Or, you know, like making fun of the fact that Elon is actually president. It's crazy. They're dogpiling in the comments about how much they don't like Trump. And I'm like, did anybody other than the loud MAGA people, like, did who voted for like the NASCAR people didn't vote for Trump? Even the NASCAR people are like, boo this man. Why the fuck is he here? Great. More take away Medicaid again, bitch. Boo. It's weird. You have to go check it out. It makes me think like, oh my God, have I been wrong about NASCAR the whole time? Am I the egg on my face? I'm sorry. I thought NASCAR, I'm sorry. Maybe this is the pretentious, annoying liberal part of me. I thought NASCAR people were MAGA people. Huge, and I'm sure there is a big MAGA community, but like, I'm telling you, there are like 5,600 comments on that post, and most NASCAR posts, they're not that many comments. This one has 5,600, and it is a majority of people being like, ew. And I don't think it's people that don't follow NASCAR that just found this post and are just like liberals that found the NASCAR post. I think it's people that actually follow NASCAR. Very, very surprised. I don't know. I was just surprised by that, and I'm sorry to the NASCAR community. I do think your sport is still dumb. At the end of the day, you're really into somebody who's sitting to do a sport. I know the sport is thrilling and you're going fast and turning left a lot and you could die at any moment. You know, I don't know any other sport where like, well, I guess like football or hockey, you could watch a legend of the sport die in real time playing the sport. It seems much more likely with NASCAR, but you know, it's physical activity is not the prime thing there in NASCAR. You're driving a car, but it's, you know, it's not like watching somebody run. Okay. Anyways. All right. Let's get into Delta. You know me, Miss Fly Lady. That's what I call myself because I fly a lot. Delta, man. Delta is my favorite airline. I don't care. I know that they just had an accident Monday in Toronto, if you're a local. If you say Toronto, they're going to make fun of you. Somebody, one of my Canadian fans told me that. Don't say Toronto. They'll know you're a fucking poser. It's Toronto. Toronto. Yeah, a Delta plane flipped. It literally flipped over. 80 people on board, all survived. 80 people. Small plane again. I took a plane home from Chicago. It was like an 80-seater. You know, these puddle jumpers, they're creepy. You hear everything that's going on in the plane. Every little creak, you know, when somebody shits, you hear it. On those tiny planes, you know what's going on in the bathroom. You hear a poop plop. I'm like, oh, that's Billy. Took a shit. You can hear everything on those planes. They're very unsettling, especially considering everything that's going on now with all these, you know, bombardiers and all these planes that are smaller planes. Snow blown by winds gusting to 40 miles per hour swirled when the flight from Minneapolis carrying 76 passengers and four crew attempted to land. It was a normal approach, and it's not clear what went so drastically wrong when the plane touched down. I look at the video, I looked at it, and it really just seemed like the wheels gave out or something, and the plane, instead of landing on wheels, just landed on its belly and then kind of slightly burst into flames, not enough to kill people, luckily, and then it flipped over. And one of the survivors, you know, one of the passengers said that they were all there dangling like bats. Isn't that a fun little visual for you? Just a bunch of people. Because think about it, their seatbelts are on. They're strapped. So then the plane flips and they're all just dangling there till they undo the seatbelt, unclick it. I never tighten my seatbelt on planes. I don't want it to be, you know why? Because I'm drinking so much on planes. I drink a lot of water on planes and I'm always having to pee. And when the seatbelt's tight on my bladder, it makes me want to pee faster. It makes me want to pee more. So I loosen it. I also don't like anything tight on me. And I'm like, you know what? If I'm in a crash or if anything, I'm not surviving. Okay, let's loosen the seatbelt. I loosen my seatbelt as if I'm a 250-pound woman. That thing is sitting on my knees. I do not care. But yeah, this Delta, man, I'm still a fan of Delta. Nobody died. I think that should be Delta's main tagline here. In 2025, planes are going to go down, but with Delta, we can guarantee you no casualties. We may be flipping on that runway. Nobody's dying. We're no American Airlines. Delta, you can trust us. I think that should be their tagline. I mean, no deaths, no casualties. That's something. You know? Good for Delta. Hey, our planes flip and burst into flames, but you're still going to walk out. Try to sue us. Good luck. If that was me on that plane, I would have walked out grabbing every bone. Oh, it's all broken. My bones are, and I'm spiritually wrecked. Emotional distress. Oh, I'd get that camera out. I'd start filming. I saw a guy who was filming. He was leaving the plane because they were all leaving, you know, running out of the plane. And the flight attendant was helping. I love it. The flight attendants are on, they stand on business. When shit goes wrong, they're there to help you out. They are fucking there. They're not jumping out of the plane first. They are really, I love them, especially Delta. I love Delta. But one guy was leaving and he was filming and she was like, don't film this. It's like, bitch, please. You should be telling him to film it. You should be getting your bag too. What do you mean don't film this? What are you, the CEO of Delta? You're getting paid peanuts. You're literally getting paid in peanuts, what you serve us. Don't film this, please, girl. What are you working for? We are very grateful there was no loss of life and relatively minor injuries, the CEO of the airport said. Yeah, these people are going to get their bag. I'll tell you that much. I don't know about the pilots. They may get blamed for this. It's snow. It's not fun. You know, it's not a fun thing to have to land in or take off in or fly around. It's snow. It's gross. I don't know what's going on with the planes, but I have to fly for a living. I can't be thinking about this. If I go down, you know, at least you have this podcast to remember me on. Rest in peace to the lady who just looked like Jim Carrey and sounded like Gypsy Rose. That's what you can say. I can't pay attention to this too much. I mean, it is what it is. I don't know what to do, you know. I take Delta a lot. I love Delta. The fact that nobody died, that's a thumbs up for Delta. Because let's be real. Airlines are going down, baby. It's 2025. FAA, more like FA gay. They're not around. Everybody has been fired. Everybody's been let go. It's going to happen. And when it does, it looks like with Delta, at least you'll survive. I have to fly for a living. I don't know what to do. What am I supposed to do? I'm not going to drive everywhere. I'm not a maniac. Also, it's way more dangerous on the road with other drivers who barely have to, like, you know. If you get your driver's license once, that's it. You just have a driver's license for life. Isn't that crazy? I know they make, like, old people, like, sometimes take it again if they're, like, you know, shitting their pants or whatever. Like, Grandma, you're starting to gamble with farts and it's running down your legs. So let's get you into the DMV. Take another driver's test. It's crazy though that you can take one driver's test and then be set for life. and just be like, all right, you're on the road forever. It's a lot more dangerous to be on the road trusting other people constantly driving around you. Who knows what drugs they're on, what their mental state is. America is a crazy place. Everybody is pissed off, miserable, as they should be. I mean, it makes sense that everybody's pissed off and miserable. You know, the government does not care about us. Never has, but it's very obvious now. They're about to put a 60% tax on alcohol. It's crazy. We'll talk about that later. But, you know, it's a lot more dangerous to drive. I always think about that. Yesterday there were 45,000 flights without in America that had no issues. Globally, I think it's 0.04% of planes go down. Yeah, it's a statistics game, I know. And I just can't think about it, man. I gotta fly. I gotta be in a cabin in the air, locked in there with all the farts. Don't you hate that about planes? When people fart on planes, it's just in you. It's just part of you. Dude, I was on a flight, I think it was the Chicago flight. I was flying from Chicago to Louisville going home. And some guy let it rip. It was a man fart. You could tell, you know. It just was a man fart. It was entitled. It smelled entitled. It smelled just a man fart. And I was like, dude, this is a tiny plane. You couldn't just hold that sucker in. You couldn't go to the bathroom and let that rip. You just had to let it go. And the fart just is living in your hair and your skin. That's the worst thing about planes is that everything is trapped in that little tin can for as long as you're in there. The coughs, the farts. Ugh. You know, I'm really, the worst thing about flying too is the airports. I'm so fucking over airports, man. You know what? I'm over. And the women are going to maybe understand this. I don't know if men will because this is a woman thing. But I'm sick of going to airport bathrooms and you got to gamble with the stall you go into. And every fucking stall I go into, I smell the pussy of the woman that was in there before. I can't do it anymore, man. It's not even that it's bad pussy. It's just pussy. I just smell your pussy. I'm sick of smelling women's pussy. I'll try to find a stall and I can go by and I smell and I'm like, did they dump in here? And I don't smell a dump. And I'm like, great. It smells a little like perfume and a lot like ass. It's just pussy. I don't know how to explain it. I'm so sick of smelling old woman pussy. It's old woman pussy. I'm always going into stalls that were previously the person right before me was an old woman. And she's got that kind of hint of perfume, but she's also just got pussy. I don't know how to describe it. It's not like BV. It's not like fish. It's just funky. It's just ass and pussy. I'm sick of the smell. Very few times do I go in a stall after someone and it's like, oh, there's no nothing. I don't smell anything. I'm just, it's just people pissing, man. I'm just so sick of the airport bathrooms. I think I'm more terrified of going into a stall after a woman in an airport bathroom than I am flying now. I really am. I've had it. There's just this smell. I can't, if you're a constant traveler, you know what I'm talking about, especially if you're a woman. I can't speak on men, but if you are a woman and you're constantly traveling and you're constantly using airport bathrooms, you fucking know the smell and it's just like perfume pussy. I can't do it. I wish I could name this, episode Perfume Pussy, but I don't think I can put pussy in the title. Oh, Lord, Delta. At least we don't have any more deaths. Yeah, this guy said he was dangling like bats. That's fun. Maybe I'll call this episode Dangling Like Bats. Good luck to everybody flying, including me. Is Wendy Williams free? I think Wendy Williams was able to go to Florida to see her father for his birthday. He's 94. That's fucking amazing. It looks like she may be getting privileges, getting some freedom, getting the fuck out of New York. I wouldn't go back to that fucking facility. What are they going to do? Lock her up? What's going on? She made it down to Florida with her son. What the fuck is he doing? Kevin is her son. Wendy's dad celebrated 94. He looks fucking great for 94. He looks like he's in his 70s. It's crazy. But she went down to Florida. She took a break from her assisted living facility that she should not be in. She has no reason to be there. A judge, I guess, gave the green light to let her visit her dad and reconnect with her son. Even though she said before that she thinks her son took advantage of her financially. And he probably did. I mean, these people have no souls. But Wendy Williams went on TMZ and like did this dramatic ass interview from like a window where she's like, she's talking to TMZ on the phone and they can see her talking to them through this large window in her room. Large glass window. Obviously, what else is going to be made of, Heather? Jesus Christ. Yeah, this large window made of brick. And she's like on the phone, her hands up against the you got to see it. I only saw clips on TikTok. That's all I needed. I think this is a good step in the right direction to free Wendy. She needs to be free. She took a motorized scooter to the airport. So she's not walking, but so what? Who cares? She shared her guardianship was triggered when Wells Fargo flagged some serious unauthorized withdrawals, which she believed Kevin and others were behind. So they made unauthorized withdrawals and then locked her up for it. I hate conservatorships. I'm sure they work in normal lives if somebody's really incapacitated or... But, I mean, these celebrity conservatorships are so evil. I really hope that she gets free. What was this other... Wendy Williams moved to memory unit after boozy lunch at facility. Wendy Williams ended up locked in the memory unit of the assisted living facility she's been calling home for 8 months. She's been there for 8 months. Like a full pregnancy she's been there. It's crazy. Imagine having to live with like 90-year-olds for 8 months. Kill me. But apparently... Okay, so she got locked up in the memory unit, not because of her dementia diagnosis. It's because she got drunk in the building's restaurant. this is the kind of facility she's in where if you're drunk, they assume it's dementia. Jesus Christ. She was initially placed on the third floor of the building, which does not have restrictions on a resident's coming and going. It doesn't seem like she can go anywhere she wants. Early on in her stay, Wendy went to the top floor restaurant bar for lunch. One source says Wendy began ordering drinks and got drunk. That's what happens. She was there for a long time, and when supervisors found out, were told they were furious Wendy was served alcohol. Let this woman fucking live, dude. Just let her fucking live. This shit is so stupid. They moved her. Why is she not free? It makes no sense. It makes no sense. I'm so sick of this. I hope that she gets free, man. I really, really hope she gets free. This is crazy. We need Wendy. We really do. All right, what else in news? This is a lot of fast news this episode because I'm going to tell you, not a lot has been going on, some things here and there, but we're doing a lot of fast news. It'll be an unhinged fast news episode with you this week. I'm sorry that this week hasn't been too crazy. Again, I'm trying to stay away from too much of the politics shit. We get it. You know, I'm not trying to over inundate you with that shit. The jury, this was yesterday. The jury could have found a verdict by now for the trial in ASAP Rocky. But I'm telling you, this is from Tuesday. This is where we're at. The jury has begun deliberations in the assault trial of ASAP Rocky. Jurors in the felony assault trial of ASAP got the case late Friday. Oh, bitch. They got the case late Friday after a prosecutor told them in a closing argument that they must set aside their feelings for the hip hop star Rihanna and their small children. Yeah, that's the whole state's thing. They're like, hey, man, try not to think about Rihanna having no father around her children for the next 20 years. Just don't worry about that. Look, I know what ASAP did was wrong. You know, you can't go waving your gun around. He doesn't seem like he's like a real tough guy. So it was an odd move. I don't think that if he gets convicted for both, he could be facing up to 24 years. I don't know. It just seems like, I don't know. Nobody was murdered. Nobody was hurt. You can't go around waving a gun, obviously. But like, lock him up for like 6 months, maybe. If that, just put him on house arrest for a year. I don't know. Let's get real. The LA jury consists of 7 women, 5 men. They'll begin discussing 2 counts of the assault with a semi-automatic firearm today. So on Tuesday. So they're deliberating. I don't know. We'll have to see what happens. If I'm a psychic, if I'm going to guess, I'm going to say that ASAP is going to get off. I don't think he's going to be found guilty of anything. I think that he did not take the plea deal. I think that he knows that he's got a good case. I think that they can find him, you know, it's hard to find him completely guilty, even though he is on camera. His attorneys argued that he only fired blanks from a prop gun he had picked up for security on a music video shoot. He is accused of firing two shots at a former friend on a Hollywood street corner in 2021. God, our justice system moves so fucking slow, dude. But the closing argument, he says, yeah, it's a prop gun. Yeah, he's on camera, but it's a fucking prop gun. Who cares? Here's my thing. If you're going to let off Alec Baldwin for literally shooting dead a woman on set, for that same defense. Oh, he thought it was a prop gun. You gotta let ASAP walk. You just gotta. You know? I don't see him getting convicted. But who knows? Maybe this jury really, really doesn't like ASAP's music. Maybe they really are like pissed that Rihanna hasn't released an album. And they're gonna take it out on him. We'll see. We will see. Maybe this time next week I'll talk about what happened there. But if I was a betting woman, I would say, nah, he's going to walk. He'll be all right. He'll be all right. I don't think he would have not taken the plea if he didn't think he had a good chance of walking. You know, I think he'll be all right. God, I'm so congested. It's so fucking annoying. You hear that? I hate it. You're supposed to spit all the loogies you get, by the way, but I'm on camera. I just got to deal with it. It's very annoying. How are you doing? I like your shirt. It looks fun. All right, what else in the fast news, baby? Oh, Lizzo. You remember Lizzo? Lizzo apparently vandalized a picture of her old self after losing weight and getting skinnier. She's like saying goodbye to her former era of her career, which was like fat girl. She's definitely on Ozempic. Okay, Lizzo's on Ozempic. Let's not... Go to her fucking Instagram. You'll see she's on Ozempic. But she spray painted "bye bitch" over a photo of her former self. And she's saying goodbye to the special era of her music career, transitioning into a new phase of music. This is how Lizzo transitions. It's not from gender to gender. It's from one weight class to another. Okay? She's transitioning from big bitch to tiny bitch. You know, this is the MO of celebrity. I always thought, I was like, maybe Lizzo will stay fat. You know, there's always like some celebrities you're like, maybe they'll stay fat, but nope. It doesn't happen. The Ozempic gets a hold of them. The body positivity big girls eventually succumb to the societal pressures that are placed upon them. Isn't that fun? I thought she would stay a big girl forever. She seemed to be happy with her body. She seemed to be all about it. But you know, then the truth really came out about what she likes to do. The best was when Lizzo was calling her backup dancers fat, right? Like she was body shaming her own backup dancers while she was like shoving chicken wings in her mouth. That's fun. Hey, fat ass. But this happens. Nobody wants to stay big. Adele. Remember Fat Adele? I always say I miss Fat Adele. God, I miss Fat Adele. Fidel was fun. Fidel's always going to be my favorite kind of Adele. But, you know, they all lose weight. They get really rich. They get really successful. And they say goodbye to the fatness. Who else did that? Who's transitioned from fat to skinny? Rebel Wilson. Rebel Wilson, who is on, I don't know, allegedly she's on Percocet or I don't know what she's done. But she fucking dropped weight. Jonah Hill's another one who kind of like, he's always been the fat guy. And then he got skinny and looks creepy. And like, you know, he's weird. He fluctuates, though. Christina Aguilera was a big girl. Now she looks like she's reverted back to being 20 years old and skinny. It's fucking weird. I don't know what it is. Nobody wants to stay big. I mean, my whole thing is body positivity is great, but like, what are you saying if you go back on it? Because Lizzo built her thing off of being a big girl, loving it, you know? And now she's like, well, actually... It's kind of disappointing, but it kind of proves the point of like people that are like, yeah, I don't think it is body positivity, you know? I don't think that you really loved your body if now you're like a skinny bitch. But she is, people are saying that it's also a stunt. It's a stunt that's transitioning into her new phase of music. I don't wonder what her new music will be. I don't know. Because it was kind of like Cole's Cash Bangers. I do my hair down 10 by 10. Baby, how you feeling? Feeling good as hell. She was like fat Bruno Mars. Bruno and Lizzo are kind of the same to me. They're just kind of like, it's corny mom music. Like, they love it, but like, it's just kind of corny. It's fun, it's catchy, but at the end of the day, it's a little corny. So I don't know what her new music style will be. I'm maybe sexy. Maybe she'll want to go sexy with it. I just can't see her being anything else but kind of corny. But I mean, she has fun with it. She's a fun corny, like she's like a theater kid. I don't know what she's, I think she might try to be getting into sexy shit. You know, wet ass pussyville. You know, maybe she wants to do something like that. I'm not really sure. We don't really know about what her new music's going to sound like. She is skinnier. You know, she's dropped the LBs. I don't know what happened with those lawsuits. I think it was funny that people were trying to cancel Lizzo. I thought what she was doing was very funny. Fat shaming dancers while being fat. That's funny. She had a whole show about trying to find fat backup dancers. You know, and a lot of them ran out of breath halfway through numbers, which is also very fun. I support it. I love it. It's just funny that, you know, half of them were very out of breath. It's like, all right, well, maybe we can, I don't know. But, you know, maybe just learn how to play the flute like Lizzo. Maybe not take up dancing. But we'll see what skinny Lizzo does. I'm not really sure what skinny Lizzo and what her new music will sound like. Maybe it won't be so corny. But I haven't heard much from Lizzo, so that's very interesting. Very interesting. And I'm sick of people transitioning from fat to skinny. I don't know what prompted her to do it. And she's also been kind of out of the spotlight. She's still kind of a big girl, but not really. Do you think that she saw that Uber story of that girl who got the Lyft driver canceled on her? I saw an interview with that lady. She went on The Breakfast Club with Charlamagne. That lady who was suing the Uber or Lyft. You know, the story I went over last week. She came in. She is big, girl. She's big. It's fine, but she's morbidly obese. But she came into the studio for Breakfast Club, and she couldn't fit in the chair. And Charlamagne was like, do you want us to get you another chair? And she was like, yes, please. And they pulled up a Denny's booth. They had this booth, like one-sided booth. You see it like Denny's. They pulled that up for her to sit in. I'm like, we got to stop catering at some point. There is no story here. This is a morbidly obese person who is very delusional. She's very delusional. She was talking about it. She was like, yeah, no, I don't know why nobody would let me get in their car. What, girl? You're sitting in a Denny's booth. What? Some people need self-awareness. But maybe Lizzo saw that story and was like, uh-uh, I don't claim that. I do not claim that. Mm-mm. Uh-uh. I need the people who like Dochi to like me. All right, let's get into our ad reads here. All righty, it's Lucy Brown. You know him, you love him. Get their coffee subscription, everybody. Get that coffee. If you like coffee, you're going to love Lucy Brown. You're going to love their coffee subscription. I got a bag from them. Get that bag. That should be their tagline. Lucy Brown coffee subscription. Get that bag, bitch. I love their coffee subscription. I have it. I've had it for more than a year now. I love it. Every month I get their coffee sent straight to my door from different and exciting roasters every single goddamn month. All starting at less than $20 a month. That's nothing. I love their coffee. If you are a big coffee drinker, get this. It is a great subscription service. Every single month, at the beginning of the month, you get a new bag of coffee from a roaster you've never fucking heard of before, I guarantee it. And if you have, then you're really into coffee. These are like boutique coffee roasters. It's fucking awesome. So much more delicious than anything you're getting in the you know, grocery store. Ew. Do you think there's any good quality control over at Starbucks? It's all the bullshit. Dunkin', Starbucks, Pete's, I don't know. It's all the same bullshit. This is great. You can put in your preference. I like dark roast, so every month I get dark roast coffee beans sent straight to my door. You can get them ground up. I like the whole beans, but you can get them ground up. You can get them whole, light roast, dark roast, medium roast, whatever you like. Go over to lucybrowncoffee.com. That's LUSSI, browncoffee.com. and follow the coffee subscription button to get signed up today. And if you use the code Heather Shaw is kidding, you'll get 10% off your first order. We love you, Lucy Brown. Support a queer-owned small business in Lexington, Kentucky. Do it. Sign up for the coffee subscription. We love you. See ya.
Hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family, all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at Aura.com/listen. That's Aura.com/listen.
The Goonies, baby. The Goonies are being remade. Why, you ask? I don't know. I don't know why they're being remade. It's so stupid. Remade. Dude, the Goonies saw Euphoria going back into production. We're like, you know what we should do? It's been like 40 years since the original movie came out. Goonies came out in 1985. Why are we remaking anything from 1985? Oh my God. Is this necessary? The Goonies remake is Euphoria season 3 for 80s kids. What are we doing? What could possibly happen? I thought everybody in the Goonies is dead. It's just going to be a bunch of fat workers who haven't worked. A bunch of fat actors who haven't worked in forever showing up to set. I think the Asian guy from Everything Everywhere All at Once, is that him? Am I just fucking retarded? I don't know if that's him. Is that him? Hold on. Let's look that up. Everything Everywhere All at Once. What's that guy's name? Like, it's like K-Wan Hu or something. La 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 la. Come on. Give me the cast. Kiwa Kwan. I'm butchering that. I'm so sorry. He is in the Goonies. It is him. All right. I'm not racist. Okay. So he's popping off. So maybe he's the reason why this is being remade. Sean Astin is in it, right? Sean Astin's kind of relevant. Sean Astin, Josh Brolin. Don't know him. Corey Feldman. Please put Corey Feldman back in this movie. Please, dear God, put Corey Feldman in the remake. Please. And let the soundtrack only be Corey Feldman's music. Please. Is Sloth still alive? John Matuszak. Nope. Sloth died in 1989. Holy shit. They're going to have to dig up Sloth's corpse. Sloth died in 1989. How'd he die? Nicknamed Twos. Goddamn. Oh, he was a football player. How'd he die? A result of acute propoxyphene intoxication. He OD'd. Okay, he OD'd on drugs. There was also traces of coke in his bloodstream. Oh, 80s coke. That'll get you. That'll fucking get you. Damn, Sloth died. They're going to have to hire a new Sloth. Huh. Who's going to play the new Sloth? Can't be Gypsy. Can't be Britney. Who would play the new Sloth? Everybody's skinny now, or else I'd say Lizzo. I would say Lizzo could play Sloth in the new Goonies, but she's a skinny girl now. We need a fat girl. We need a big... Maybe. Oh, God. You know who's going to play Sloth? Travis Kelce. They're going to get Travis Kelce to play Sloth. God damn it. Fuck. Hold me to that. I bet I'm right. Damn. Well, you know, I guess better late than never. We need a remake. I really don't know what happened in the first Goonies. I'm not really an 80s baby. The movie came out when I wasn't born. I do remember Goonies. I don't remember being moved by it. Is the old lady in Goonies still alive? Wouldn't that be so funny? Goonies old lady. She freaked me the fuck out. What was her name? Anne Ramsey. She's got to be dead as a doornail. Old lady in Goonies. Nah, she's dead. She died in 88. Jesus Christ. Everybody's dead. How did they all die like three years after the film came out? Jesus Christ. She was creepy. Who's going to play her? Rosie O'Donnell? Kathy Bates? Those are my front runners. You know, this lady looks like Oh, somebody said Bill Belichick could play her. Definitely could see that. I don't know. God, the Goonies. Who else? I don't know. Sean Astin got big. Maybe Sean Astin should play Sloth. Do a double feature there. He got big. Golly, he got big. If Corey Feldman's not in the cast, I don't want to see it. I need my Feldman in there. I just don't know what the Goonies is about. Gooning is a whole different... Gooning now in Gen Z slang, and maybe it's not even... For Gen Z, gooning is a slang term that refers to a person who is foolish or awkward. I thought it was a sex thing. Oh, or grotesque. I thought gooning meant like, I'm hard. Maybe not. I'm so dumb. Gooning is a state which one gets when one... Yeah, gooning. Highly aroused. I'm not dumb. Gooning is simply despised at... Simply defined as a state usually achieved after prolonged edging session. Gooning. Yeah, you just got a raging boner. So already, different terms. Goonies 2. Gooning. It's just a group of boys all with raging boners. And by boys, I mean, these are 60-year-old men now. It's just Corey Feldman sword fighting with Sean Astin. While the Sloth, played by Travis Kelce, I don't know, runs around with a gooning as well. I don't know what this is going to be. But damn, Euphoria 3 really is giving people ideas here. All the remakes we don't need. I mean, this is bad. We can't get... Studios do not trust and will not put money into original screenplays anymore because they're like, no, what if it bombs and we lose all that money that we already are struggling to keep? You know, movies are really struggling right now with streaming services. You know, it's just a rough industry now. And so all they're doing now is just remaking shit. They're going back to the 80s and remaking classics that should not be touched. I mean, what's next? Dirty Dancing? Are you going to dig up Patrick Swayze's corpse and make him dance around with Jennifer Beal? Who the fuck was in that movie? It wasn't Jennifer Beal. What's her name? Who's in Dirty Dancing? I'm not an 80s baby. Jennifer Grey. I was close enough. Make it be Jennifer Beal and Patrick Swayze's corpse. Half L word, half dead. Yeah, studios just don't. They do not care about originality anymore. Maybe a few movies a year, but like if you think back to your childhood, the 90s, especially if you're a 90s kid, I mean, all of the movies were originals. Everything that was being released, it was like, whoa, Richie Rich, or like just Dumb and Dumber, you know, or like Old School, or like even The Hangover, or like any movie you could think, all the rom-coms. I mean, there are very few rom-coms that are classics now. I mean, from Pretty Women to How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days to, what was the one, My Best Friend's Wedding? What was the one with Jennifer Lopez and, what the fuck is that movie? Jennifer Lopez and Matthew McConaughey? God, that was one of my favorites. Jennifer Lopez, Matthew McConaughey, not Made in Manhattan. Wedding Planner. The Wedding Planner. Like, all of these original movies that we're not getting anymore. I don't know what we're really getting. We're getting remakes of 1985 movies. Movies from 1985. Why not just do John Travolta, you know? Have him do whatever that fucking Fever movie was. God, I can't think for shit today. Saturday Night Fever. God damn. I have brain fog. I'm still getting over a cold and I'm gay. You're going to have to bear with me, bitch. I'm also not very well versed on John Travolta films from 1977. My bad. This is just a weird move. I don't know who this is for. I don't know that diehard Goonie fans exist or even alive. I feel like if you liked the Goonies in 1985, you've already died from diabetes or something. Or addiction. Gen X stuff, you know? It's not your fault. You're just dead. Let's see. Let's see what it says. Who's directing it? Steven Spielberg's going to produce it. Potsy Ponsaroli is going to write the script. That's a real person. Somebody named Potsy Ponsaroli is going to write the fucking script. That's an AI name. That's just what they named their AI robot in the studio at Warner Brothers. Yeah, give it to Potsy Ponsaroli. Good old Potsy. Josh, Sean, Corey Feldman, Kihei Kwan. I hope I'm saying his name right. Martha Plimpton. I don't know, man. I really don't know what they're going to do. It's crazy. Great. This is a win for 80s kids, I think. Pope Francis news. For all my Catholics, listen up. Pope Francis, 88 years old, has been diagnosed with pneumonia. I was going to say leukemia. Jesus Christ. Pope Francis has been diagnosed with pneumonia in both lungs. And his chest x-rays continue to reveal a complex medical picture. The chest CT scan that the Holy Father underwent this afternoon demonstrated... That's just funny to think about the Pope being in a CT, getting a CT scan. I don't know. Demonstrated the onset of bilateral pneumonia that required further pharmacological therapy. He's 88 years old. 88 years old, getting double pneumonia. Doesn't look good. But hey, if God is real, he'll survive and he'll make a full recovery, right? Can they come up with new election processes for the Pope? Can they put on like a talent show, you know, where it's kind of like Miss World, where each Pope from different country comes up and like does a talent, like one does a tap dance. One does a, what else would they do? See a little boy and not say anything to them challenge. Just pass by little boys, the Pope, and whichever one doesn't make eye contact or make a weird comment to them, they get to have Pope. They get to be the next Pope. Yeah, an 88-year-old with double pneumonia isn't good. He's not going to... It doesn't look good. It's rough. But, the Vatican loves to elect old farts, just like Congress. They don't trust the 50-year-olds up there. They don't trust... The 40-year-old. They need to elect a 20-year-old pope. How fucking fun to have a Gen Z pope up there. What's up? I'm gooning for God. What's up? We are gooning for God. Jizzing for Jesus. Skibbity Riz toilet. I don't know. It's just, what are we doing electing these old farts? I hope the Pope gets better. I really don't care, to be honest. I think it's all just... it's a cult. It's just another cult and their leader is sick and whatever. Who cares? What do you want me to do about it? Can you tell this episode's so unhinged? There's a rumor and I have not seen any news sources on this. Once again, this is TikTok running with a story that may or not be true. But apparently, allegedly, RFK and Trump are planning on imposing a 60% tax on alcohol. LOL as if, bitch. This country has had enough. We can't be sober too. And this is coming from somebody who's sober. You can't have a full country of people not drinking because people can't afford a 60% tax on alcohol, or they will afford it and their kids are going to go hungry. What would you like? The crime is about to shoot, skyrocket. People are going to be shot. 60% tax on alcohol. People are going to be drinking, bitch. There's a reason that during COVID liquor stores stayed open. All right, this is a country of drunks. We are proud drunks in this country. You can't take that away from us. And also, we can't all be sober. Ew. We're all just gonna, it's gonna be like a church youth group vibes if we're all sober. And this is coming from somebody who's sober. I don't want to be surrounded by sober people. Get the fuck out of here. All right, who's gonna come to my shows? You're not gonna enjoy comedy sober. I need you drunk. I need you making mistakes. I can't roast men who are sober in the crowd. They got to be liquored up and think I'm Ellen DeGeneres. A 60% alcohol tax is so dumb. I don't see it happening. I mean, this country, we all saw what happened with Prohibition, but this country runs on alcohol. We run on booze, bitch. You can't take away the one thing that makes us happy. We have nothing. Let us get drunk. America, we have nothing, but at least we can get drunk. We'll see if that story... I have not found anything that has substantiated that news. But, you know, maybe I'm not reading into something correctly. So if this is correct, let me know. If this is wrong, let me know. If anything I've said so far is wrong, let me know. I don't know how the popes get elected. I'm assuming it's a talent show. Let me know if I'm wrong on that. I think Lizzo used to be fat. I could be wrong. Let me know on that. I've been watching a lot of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. I'm only in season one and I'm loving it. People want me to watch the Gabby Petito documentary. I don't want to do it. I'm not a big true crime person. I think it's because I'm not a straight woman or a woman who dates men. I think if you're a woman who dates men, you definitely are into true crime because you're always around the predator. You're always around the person who could have you killed immediately. You're always around. You're fucking your predator. Your natural born predator is literally married to you. Like, good luck, girl. But I don't center my life around men and I don't think about men a lot. So true crime to me, it sometimes is interesting, but a lot of times I just don't care. Gabby Petito, I just don't care. Wow. How shocking. A man killed a woman. They were living together in a van and he murdered her. Yeah, that checks out. That checks out. It's not compelling to me. I feel bad for Gabby Petito. Don't travel the country in a van with a man. That'd be the book. That'd be the name of my self-help book. Okay. That would be my number one piece of advice. If I could give any advice to women out there, do not travel the country in a van with a man. You will not survive. You will not survive. And if you are fucking your natural born predator, props to you. I could never do it. Thank God I'm gay. Thank you, God. Thank you for letting me like pussy, even though sometimes it smells in the airport bathrooms. Grandma pussy is a little rough, but thank you, God. All right, upcoming shows for real. Dayton, Kentucky, which is Cincinnati, Ohio. This weekend, Friday and Saturday, Commonwealth Sanctuary. Later on, I'm in Fort Worth at Hyenas. I'm in Houston, Texas at The Riot. Next month, I'm in West Nyack, New York, Dallas, Texas, Tyler, Texas, Baltimore, Maryland, Long Island, New Brunswick, New Jersey, New York City, Bridgeport, Connecticut, Napa Valley for the Napa Valley Streamfest, Flagstaff, Arizona. Then in May, I'm in Phoenix, Arizona, Los Angeles, California, Bristol, Tennessee, Westchester, Pennsylvania. In June, I'm in Royal Oak, Michigan, Louisville, Kentucky, Massillon, Ohio, Fort Wayne, Indiana, and I think Massillon's later on. I think Massillon and Fort Wayne are in November, but I'm there. Tulsa, Oklahoma in October. We are adding shows this Friday. Shows will be added for Chicago, Nashville, Boston, St. Louis, and then later on I'll be adding shows for Colorado Springs, Batavia, Illinois, and much, much more. Get tickets at heathershawcomedy.com. Come see a live show. You will love it. Get to live shows while you can still afford to drink. Join the Patreon for an extra episode of this podcast every single week. You've got 58, I think we're up to 58 extra episodes, bonus episodes that you're missing out on. You can also subscribe on Apple, but the Patreon is more like a community. So if you really want to join that community, hop on over to the Patreon, patreon.com/HeatherShawComedy. Don't forget to rate and review this podcast if you are so inclined to. All you have to do if you want to leave a review is give it 5 stars and then type queef. And that's all you got to do. And that's how much I'll always love you if you do that. All right, until next time, I love you so much. Stay gay. See ya.
When it comes to fungicides, there's only one way to spell yield. N-E-O. Miravis Neo is the 2024 number one retailer recommended corn fungicide for a reason. It dominates spots, rots, blights, and stress to out-yield competitive brands like Veltima. And there's 6 years of university data to prove it. Ask your Syngenta retailer about using Miravis Neo for more yield more often. Based on 2024 Stratus Retailer Efficacy Study. Always read and follow label instructions.